And then, going back, he said to Gretel, "Be comforted, dear sister, and sleep in peace. God will not forsake us." And so saying, he went to bed again. The next morning, before the sun rose, the wife went and awoke the two children. "Get up, you lazy things. We are going into the forest to chop wood." Then she gave them each a piece of bread, saying, "There is something for your dinner. Do not eat it before the time, for you will get nothing else." Gretel took the bread in her apron, for Hansel's pocket was full of pebbles, and so they all set out upon their way. When they had gone a little distance, Hansel stood still and peeped back at the house. And this he repeated several times, till his father said, "Hansel, what are you peeping at? And why do you lag behind? Take care and remember your legs." "Ah, father," said Hansel, "I am looking at my white cat sitting upon the roof of the house and trying to say goodbye."
"You simpleton," said the wife, "that is not a cat. It is only the sun shining on the white chimney."
But in reality, Hansel was not looking at a cat. But every time he stopped, he dropped a pebble out of his pocket upon the path.